Peyton James Duffy from TSN in Canada. There's obvious comparisons to the way John Elway ended his career and the way potentially that you have to end right. your career. Have you discussed that with him and had much thought about that yourself?
No, I haven't, because I'm focused on this game and, like I've said all week long, really the past couple weeks, just trying to focus on the task at hand and focus on what's on our plate this week and not get too far ahead. So I had some conversations with John when I first signed here about playing quarterback at the ages 35 plus, but I haven't had those type of conversations with him recently about that. And like I said, I'm excited to be in this game and have this opportunity, and going to keep my focus just on that.
Peyton, over here.
Yes.
Thank you. Tara Sullivan from The Record. I wanted to ask you also about Elway, but just your impressions of the transition he made from being a Hall of Fame player to what he's done in the front office. It's not that common where guys have that much success in both jobs. Why do you think that? What's your impression of him as a GM?
Well, obviously John is the architect of this football team, and he can speak more about the transition. I can't speak to that, but John's been successful in everything he's been involved in, and so it's not a surprise. And he is, you know, obviously has tremendous football knowledge, and I've heard him talk about his dad quite often. You know, being a former coach and a scout, I'm sure that had a big impact on him as well. He and I have talked about before the impact of our fathers, you know, on us, and so I know they were extremely close. And I read an article the other day about, you know, of course their San Jose ties and being back here, so I know that's special for him. But he's a very competitive guy, and there's no surprise he's been as successful in all the things that he's been a part of.
Peyton, I wanted to ask you a couple questions. First of all, I asked Gary about this. Obviously, when you're at the age you are, there are some things you don't do like you did before, but also there are things that you can do now, or maybe you've learned. In what ways are you, because you're older, a better quarterback?
I think it's important to use all of your experience to your advantage. I think you can always refer back to prior situations and two-minute drive or a fourth and goal from the two-yard line, and I think the more experience you have, you can use that to help you. So, you know, certainly I have some physical differences as the years I've played, certainly since my major injury 4 years ago, and I think it's about learning to adjust, learning to adapt. You know, kind of use the baseball analogy, a guy that used to throw, you know, 95 plus as he gets older, maybe he can't still throw that same fastball, but he can work the corners of the plate. He can still strike a guy out. So I feel like I can still move the chains maybe in different ways. And that's being flexible, being ready, being able to adjust. And I think that served me well.
Peyton, right here in front. We watched you from the sidelines in Denver in their midseason. And, of course, we're all like, oh, my goodness, please. Please hope this goes differently. You're such a great role model as a player, as a husband and a father, and you wrote in your book with your dad that your top four were faith, family, friends, and football. How's that all line up for you and where you are right now at this big game?
No, I think it's important to always remember to try to keep things in perspective, and this is certainly a big game, and you know, Coach Kubiak talks about that a lot, about trying to keep things in perspective, and this is a great opportunity for us as players, but there's also a lot of family members and friends that get to participate in this game as well. And he has encouraged us to embrace that, you know, to make the people that have supported us all along throughout our football careers a part of this as well. And so there's no question when you play in a Super Bowl that you are playing for your teammates, you're playing for the Broncos organization, but I also feel that you're playing for your family, for your friends, for your hometown, for your high school football coach, for your university, for the I'm proud to be playing for a lot of those people.
Hello, Ina Sainz from TV Azteca. As one of the best quarterbacks ever, what do you think is your best skill, your arm or your mind?
I've never really thought about that as far as the order of or a ranking, if you will. But, I mean, to me, I think to be a good quarterback and to play a long time, you have to have great appreciation, great respect, but also have to have, top skills in the physical part of it and the cerebral part of it. And I feel like I've worked hard at both. And I think both of them have played a big role in my career as a quarterback. So I study the game as a quarterback. I think you have to. I think it's out of respect for what defenses can do. You have to be a student of the game. And then physically, you have to keep yourself in top shape to try to stay healthy, try to keep improving. And I've really worked on both of those things throughout all the years that I've played.
Peyton, during that 2011 labor talks, I know Jerry Richardson had addressed you in a way that led to some tension. Just wondering what, if any, interactions have you had with him since then, and do you have any feelings toward him today?
Sure. I don't remember all that being like that. I remember how boring that meeting was for me, and why was I even in there? Because it was not the most exciting event I've ever been a part of. It was a Super Bowl in Dallas. But I have been around Jerry Richardson a couple of times. He's been extremely nice to me, to my family. You know, being a former player from the old Baltimore Colts, he and I have had a couple of conversations about that. And shaking hands with him before or after a game, he has been nothing but nice to me, nice to my father, and I got great respect for him.
Peyton? I'm from Germany. Cam Newton told the media last week that he's a unique black quarterback, the first one we've seen like him. We are not so used to football. Could you, as an all-time great, explain me what he meant with that? I don't understand it.
Yeah, I can't speak for him. He's a great quarterback. That's what I can tell you. He was a outstanding college quarterback. You know, you should be a great quarterback in the NFL if you are an outstanding quarterback in the best conference in college football, right? The SEC, it's just a no-brainer that you're going to be good in the NFL. The SEC prepares you better than any other conference. I got it out there. I'm on the record. All right. Signing day was yesterday. So, like I said, he had an outstanding career in college. When the Panthers drafted him number one, he has earned that number one draft choice early in his career by being an outstanding player. And like I said the other day, I guess they decide on the MVP on Saturday night. And if I had a vote, if you ask me, I assume he'll be the winner because of the season that he's had.
Hello, Peyton. Ulises from Mexico City. What are your thoughts about Pat Bowlen? He's going to watch the Super Bowl from Denver. Did the team address tell you something about Pat, John Elway, talk about Gary?
Joe Ellis, our team president, addressed the team the other day and had some stories and thoughts about Mr. Bowlen, you know, for a lot of the players that maybe weren't up to speed on all of the accomplishments that Pat Bowlen has had as an owner, being instrumental in the development of the NFL throughout the years of his ownership. And so I thought Joe Ellis did a great job of explaining that, and even I learned some things that I didn't even know, and I felt like I had a pretty good grasp of how effective and how outstanding an owner that Pat Bowlen has been. So I know he'll be on a lot of the players and coaches' minds and in our hearts, and there's no way that any of us would be in this position today without the support and the role that Pat Bowlen has done as an owner, and we're trying to do our part to honor him.
Hey, Peyton, down to your right, Peyton.
Yep.
What What do you think the defining moment for this team has been that really showed the character of the squad?
It's hard to pick one specific moment. I feel like so many of our games have taken on such a similar identity. Close, grind it out. Something happens in the fourth quarter to kind of decide it. You know, certainly defensively, they have been so consistent in the way they played and creating negative plays or making a game-winning drive or a turnover or stop. But I think just kind of that whole mentality of let's play together, let's play and fight for the entire game, 60 minutes, even in overtime. And if we keep fighting, keep doing it together, then eventually we can come out on top. And so it's hard to pick one particular moment. You could probably take, you know, any of those games and say this is the defining moment, but I think it's been the body of work throughout the season that has defined this team. But it's been a great team effort. Our defense has led the way, but special teams and offense have made critical plays at critical times in order to help us be in this position.
Peyton, can you tell early can you tell early on if you're going to connect well with a wide receiver, and maybe what has worked so well with Emmanuel so quickly when he came over last year?
I do believe that you can tell early when you first throw to a receiver when he signs with the team, whether it's in the off season, at a workout. The first time I threw to Emmanuel was down at Duke. We kind of take these off-campus workouts with the new NFL rules and went down there to North Carolina to throw with Emmanuel. And I did have a good early feel for him and connection with him, the way he runs his routes. You can see him. You can tell when he kind of drops his hips, you know, when he's going to break out. And it doesn't happen with everybody. And I tell you, it's a bad feeling when you throw to a guy in that first workout and you go, I cannot tell which way he's going to break. And it just, as hard as you work, it usually doesn't get a whole lot better. I think some things are just sort of work out that way. So he is a tremendous competitor. He loves football. He loves working on his craft. And I have really enjoyed playing with the guy. He's a fun guy to play with. But he has been just an outstanding contributor for us. And he's been great for me as a quarterback to play with for the past 2 years.
Peyton, to your left.
To my left.
Over here.
Okay, got it.
Okay. It was announced this morning that Ken Stabler had CTE, and I'm wondering, as a quarterback, your feelings about that, because it's not something we've seen a lot in quarterbacks previously. And also, too, just do you have concerns about down the road later in life, the toll that your injuries will have on you?
Well, it's first I'd heard about that on Ken Stabler, and all I can say about that is Ken Stabler was a friend of my dad's. I got to know him fairly well over the past years, and NFL quarterback fraternity lost a great one, lost a legend when we lost the Snake. So I reached out to his family, told them they were in my thoughts and prayers, and so that's my reaction to that. I haven't had time to process, you know, the other information. But what a prince of a guy, what a great leader. And I've heard John Madden talk about him a number of times, and truly was one of a kind. Certainly, when you have injuries, when you have surgeries, you know, the doctor sometimes will mention to you, whether you ask him or not, hey, you're probably headed for a hip replacement, you know, at a certain time in your life. And I said, Doc, I didn't ask you if I'm going to have a hip replacement. I didn't need to know that right here at age 37. But thanks for sharing. I look forward to that day when I'm 52 and have a hip replacement. So, am I going to have, you know, some potential neck procedures down the road? I don't know the answer to that. But the hip part was true. I can't remember which doctor told me that. I'm pretty well. I've seen a lot of doctors, but he was nice enough to share that information with me. So I feel like I will. I feel like I do a lot of things to try to, you know, prehab, if you will, preventive type of stretching and You know, I wear a posture shirt and, you know, different things like that. So as those things come along, you know, later in life for me, I will try to handle them and try to, you know, have a good plan when those are around. But I feel pretty good as we speak, and I'm fortunate for that.
Hey, Peyton, over here. Megan Alexander, Inside Edition. 2 years ago, Tefloft lost to the Seahawks. Nobody likes to look back. But mentally, what were you going through in that moment, and how does that affect you? 2 years later, you're back.
Well, we're fortunate to be back, and that was a different team. That was a great football team that year, and I was honored to be a part of that team. We had a heck of a year. Got three NFL head coaches on that staff. Coach Fox did a heck of a job leading us, and we got beat by a hot team and a better team that night. And it was disappointing, and it was a tough pill to swallow, but I give Seattle all the credit. So I was honored to be a part of that team, and I just don't get into making comparisons. It was a real privilege to be a part of that team, just like it's an honor and privilege to be a part of this team, that Gary Kubiak has led us to this opportunity, and being the quarterback on both teams, I do not take it for granted in any way, and I'm very grateful for both opportunities. Thank you.